Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah. Hello, you're on 98.5 Kirsty and Dan for breakfast, personally family breakfast show.
Yeah.
I still have baked beans.
Yeah, it's delicious. But we also have a person full of beans.
Full of beans and wisdom and knowledge.
And so much more. It's Jodie Maguire from Think Performance Psychology. Good morning.
Good morning, team. How are you?
Oh, we are excellent. Lovely chatting to you again. I can't believe it's been a fortnight. It just flies.
It just flies by.
We love it.
It flies.
Yeah, we do. But we've been talking about conversations.
Yep, tough ones.
Tough ones heading into more, what's the word? In families.
Families, relationships. How to have the tough
fun
ones.
Fun conversations.
Moving from the difficult to the fun. That's
yes,
right.
Yes. So what have you got for us this week?
So we're going to look at resolving conflict this week.
Oh.
So we're going to talk about, the kinds of conflict that pop up and being aware of when we're in conflict. Because sometimes we just have these conversations and we're not aware that we're actually in conflict. We just sometimes get into these patterns of communicating. So we're just looking at some of the things that adults get conflicted about, things like when something as simple as or as early as, not simple at all, as early as when to start a family.
Mm.
Sometimes that can be a really challenging conversation for people. Mm. They may not have, when you don't imagine on that first date that you say, well, I'd like to start a family in a year and a half. Is that fine with you?
It's a bit of an ick, isn't
we kind
it?
Of land, that's it. So, moving from things like that to where to live and where to send the kids to school, budget discussions.
Oh, yes.
Money. And then once we have our families, we have sibling arguments and we start refereeing as parents, sibling arguments, jealousies, comparison, competition. So we want to talk a little bit about this term called negotiation and the strategy of negotiation.
This is going to be good. All right, go for it, Joe.
Kirsty and I could probably.
So we often use that term. You guys could practice this.
Yeah.
When we're in conflict, we often think about negotiation as maybe a business term or a legal term, something that happens outside our homes or our families, but we can bring this technique into the home and into our conversations or, into our conflict. So the number one thing is this worth arguing over? Because we, as I said, we get into these patterns of behaviour and we get into these habits and we get into bringing yesterday's discussion or frustration or disappointment into today's conversations or conflict. So you've got to work out, is it worth fighting over? Because sometimes the really simple answer is actually no, not worth it. We're okay, we're good. And then the next step, when you're thinking about that, if it's worth discussing, how do you separate the person from the topic or the person from the problem? Because sometimes we intertwine those things as well.
That's a good one.
Working out, if it's the person or if it's the topic, are we actually arguing something else under the guise of budget?
Mm. Yep.
And this is a big thing. Sorry, Joe, I was just going to say,
No, good.
Talking, dealing with the problem rather than the person can also, stop you from saying stuff that can be really negative, that can cause ongoing issues between two people as well.
Absolutely. Mm. And sometimes those things are our frustrations, not the other person, or not the problem that we're actually trying to argue about, because we always have choice. We can always make choices, right?
Yeah.
So it's really important to get absolute clarity over what it is that we want to discuss, what's frustrating us and why, because we might be able to execute our own choices to resolve that without creating tension or conflict for others.
Yes, so true.
It's very good.
So true, Jodie. I love it. Actually, something you said before about the, does this actually matter? Mm. I always think, am I going to care about this in a year's time?
Mm.
No, I'm not. I don't care.
And maybe we're going to care about it next week, really. Sometimes we just get caught up on the little things.
Oh, absolutely.
And they're really not the energy.
Yep, indeed.
Yeah. That's right. And that's why this is your starting point for these conversations, is because we bring a whole lot of other noise and frustrations and challenges that are unresolved into these conversations. So that's why that's your most critical question. Is this problem worth fighting over? Because it often does end up in a fight or in nasty comments. Or in things that we don't need to say.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Very true.
And I think the last couple of things are just to respect each other's point of view and pay attention and listen, because otherwise you can't make these decisions because you haven't got the full story.
Yeah.
Yeah, active listening. Active listening active is listening. So important.
What I yep. hear you're saying is, Kirsty, yes. that active listening is important.
Yes.
Thank you.
And thank you for...
And, you know, these aren't things that we don't know about. No. These are things that we've heard about 1,000 times. We just forget them in critical moments.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's better to talk about it now yeah. with mm-hmm. your partner rather than wait until the heat of the moment to go, can you just active listen?
Yeah, because that's when you say things, you say things you regret in those moments, don't you, Jodie?
Yeah, and then it just layers, right? Then it yes. just builds. And you've forgotten what the original thing that you were discussing, arguing over, or had conflict with was because yeah, exactly. you haven't had clarity around this conflict. So this negotiation piece is a really effective technique to think about what you're prepared to give, what you're prepared to take, learn, listen, be curious in the conversation because, again, that builds the relationship. When you have that deeper knowledge of each other, it builds the relationship with your kids. You know, we don't think about doing this with our kids, but when we can build that relationship and that understanding of where our kids are, particularly when they go to school, they're bringing a whole new world into you know, the family dynamic and into the home. So these things are really, really important to spend time with and make sure that you're fighting over the right things.
Oh, so good, Joe, as per usual. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and we will try and be active listeners more.
Yes, we will be active listeners.
And negotiators.
Pleasure, fam.
Thanks, Joe.
And if you are inspired by Jodie's words, keep listening in a fortnight's time. We'll be back.
Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.